the next 60 minutes. Fifi Box, in depth, one-on-one with her pals. I spent
it with you. Hi, I'm Lisa Wilkinson.
G'day, I'm Patty Mills.
Hi, I'm Zara Larson.
I'm Samuel Johnson.
Catherine Kelly Lang.
I'm Rebecca Gibney.
This is
Boxed In.
Boxed In.
Boxed In.
Boxed In.
Boxed In with Fifi Box.
My very special guest this week is back in the country bringing home an Olympic bronze medal after his amazing effort in the snowboard halfpipe at Pyeongchang. He is a world champion snowboarder, an all-round legend. Welcome to Boxed In, Scotty James.
Thanks for having me.
Oh, Scotty, so good to have you here. And a little fact that not many people around the country would realise, but we both went to the same school.
We did.
Yes. You went obviously a few years after me. Do they still talk about me at that school? Does anyone care?
At this point, no.
It's really all about you, isn't it?
No, they do talk about you, and you know, we make an effort every time I go there to I mention Fifi and say, oh, Fifi wants to come back to the school. And
thank you.
And
trying to get me.
We're going to get you in there.
Stick around. Scotty James is boxed in for the whole hour.
Boxed In with Fifi Box.
Welcome back to Boxed In. Winter Olympic bronze medal winner Scotty James is my special guest this week. It was such a big thing for you to not only be, you're already a world champion snowboarder, but let's be honest, once the Winter Games are on the tellies in everyone's lounge room around the country, that's when we get to realise the talent that's in our midst. And you've come back into the country, and I've seen the footage of you at airports, and I've seen our school cheering for you. Has that been a huge shift for you?
Yeah, it's been amazing. Like it's different. It's all different for me. It's all different emotions. It's all different things for me to handle. And it's really cool. It's a bit overwhelming at times, but I don't know. It's just been really cool to have Australia kind of tune in and watch the event. And thankfully for me and other riders, it was such an awesome show for us to be a part of. You know, it's very unique that things like that happen. Three of the guys, myself, Sean and Ayumu, was kind of the most anticipated competition
showdown.
For many years, but none of us had actually gone head-to-head until the Olympics. So,
that's amazing.
And it was big crowd at the Games, and it was amazing. But come back to Australia, I was really excited to do so, and it's been really cool since I got home.
And to come back with the bronze, I mean, we're all so proud of you.
Yeah, exactly right. I've actually, won't lie, I've been a little bit loose. They didn't even give me a box or anything for the medal.
Really?
So I...
No box? That's a bit tight.
No. So I've just been kind of loosely carrying around in my backpack. And the night I actually got it, my brother Tim was there with me, and it was getting handed around, people having a look. And later on in the night, we were leaving, and Tim goes, are you forgetting something? And I said, no, I don't think so. And gives me my medal, and I was like, oops.
No!
So... the memories is what I take away more than the medal and but things like that. But Nas is very special. It's a nice little memento to have with me.
Boxed In with Fifi Box.
Welcome back to Boxed In. Winter Olympic bronze medal winner Scotty James is my special guest this week. Now let's talk about snowboarding, because watching you do it, for me as a viewer, terrifying. Like I've skied. I mean, I never got into the Tin Turn ski team back at school, but I am genuinely terrified on snow. What you do is, for most people, would result in hospitalisation with broken bones. How did you even get into it?
I mean, I think that's one thing too I'm trying to put more emphasis on now, is that I think the general consensus of snowboarders around the world, which is somewhat true, I mean, in some disciplines of snowboarding, is that, you know, we party and whatnot and we don't take it too seriously and it's not a professional sport or whatever, but... I mean, I've come in here to saw you many a times after a training session or before a training session, and we work 6 days a week, or I do at least. Mm. I take it quite serious, and, you know, it is a professional sport, and we are doing things that is pretty risky and life-threatening in times, and we've had some really unfortunate fatal crashes in the half pipe and head injuries and things like that. So definitely don't go into the pipe and take it for granted at all. I mean, it's very, very scary at times, but... No, it is also obviously got the element of enjoyment and gets my adrenaline going and all those things. So I do crave it for sure.
Is there any fear? Like when you're standing up there and the wind's going through your ears and you know what you're about to do, is there just terror at all in that moment?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, there's still the fear. But I think that's I guess you got to learn to channel that energy in a good way and take it in your stride and kind of, I think too, I mean, if I wasn't scared anymore, I probably wouldn't do it. It might be a bit unsafe. But I don't know if fear would be the right word. I think it's just more the adrenaline and the energy that you get maybe doing something that is that you're uncomfortable with. And I mean, that's the entire sport. You know, you got the walls are 22 foot high and then you go on another 20 foot above that. And generally most days you're outside of your comfort zone. And that's what makes it enjoyable for us and kind of thrive off that energy.
Yeah. Boxed In with Fifi Box.
Scotty James is my special guest this week on Boxed In, world snowboard champion and Winter Olympic bronze medal winner. But another huge honour, you're a flag bearer. How was that? Because here's the thing, you're a great snowboarder, but sometimes people go, here's a flag, wave it. What? Like, did anyone tell you? What do you do?
Yeah, it's not really something that you find yourself waking up or ever doing, really. So I got the flag. Initially, I had questions. I was asking people, you know, what do I do here? Like, do I just wave it or whatnot? But luckily enough, I had a very nice breeze walking into the stadium that was making the flag just fly beautifully. So I didn't have to put too much effort into it. But no, it was absolute honour and privilege. It's very special to walk into the Olympics like that. I mean, I took a lot of mental images when I was walking in, flying the flag, and the whole team was getting really excited before we walked in, and the energy was really high. And
awesome.
Yeah, it was really cool. I mean, it's a huge stadium. It's on the world stage. And you know, I'm a very patriotic person for Australia, especially at the Winter Olympics. Just us, you know, Australians in general, we're not really considered much of a strong team when it comes to winter sports. And this year we had an awesome team and marched them in, and it was just a really, really awesome experience.
So we all see you at the Winter Games every 4 years, and that's when everyone else is, like, all eyes are on snowboarding. But what like, for people listening, what is the rest of a year for you like? Like, where are you about to go? How does it all work in the world of snowboarding?
Yeah, so how it usually works, you know, we have our snowboard competition. I'm in the Northern Hemisphere season, so I start in November and pretty much I'll have competitions from then until April. So, or March, sorry. And then after that, it's an interesting one because, you know, I mean, you watch the footy and things like that, and, you know, they finish their season and they have their off season straight away, whereas we kind of have to try and make the best use of time while there's still snow on the ground after the competition season. So although you want to let your hair down and have a bit of fun, you kind of actually get straight back into training for the next year, which can be a bit tough. Like, it's a little hard to get motivated and things like that. But, you know, I usually do that. I'll have training camps in April and May, and then I'll usually, you know, finish up around end of May and have a bit of time off and come back to Australia and do the winter here. So it's back to back.
Boxed In with Fifi Box.
Scotty James is boxed in for the whole hour, Winter Olympic bronze medal winner and flag bearer for Australia. Okay, so now that you've got the bronze medal, Scotty, where are you going to put it?
That's a good question. Well, at the moment, I'm between homes. I don't have a home, really. I've got one in Los Angeles, but I'm renting. But I'm coming up on my rental, so...
Could use it for rent.
I mean...
Like, if you're ever strapped for cash.
Could do that. And then I'm trying to get a place in Melbourne at the moment, so we'll see. I'm waiting to create my own pool room. At the moment, it's probably going to live in my backpack until I figure that situation out.
Just don't lose it. Now, we have touched on that it's a dangerous sport to a degree for people who don't know what they're doing. Obviously, you do. When you started it, though, as a kid, was your mum, Celia, like, nervous? Like, oh, gosh, does he have to go down this path?
Well, I'm not sure, honestly, because I obviously don't see her much when I'm out competing. But I think of every person in my family, she's by far the one that feels the nerves, I think.
I bet.
Yeah, I'm not sure. I can't answer that question as well in detail as I probably should, but
I should get Celia in and do an interview with her.
Yeah, well, I mean, what would it be like watching Trixie do?
I wouldn't let her do it. There's no way she'd be doing it. I mean, they wouldn't be world champions if their mums didn't let them do it. But that's another thing I was going to ask you. Now, this is just a naive observation, that you're quite tall compared to the other guys.
Yeah, it's...
Is that unusual to be as tall as you are in snowboard?
It is, absolutely. I'm the tallest guy on the tour. by quite a long shot. I mean, it was funny actually at the Olympics looking at the podium photo. It went from tallest to shortest. And I had a little bit of a laugh at that. But it is different. I mean, it's very unorthodox. It's different. It's like generally, you know, when people say, oh, you're a snowboarder, you're tall, how do you do it? Is that, you know, you probably can't move as well. You can't flip. You can't, you know, it's agile, yeah. All those things. That,
pocket rockets would seem to fly. You
yeah,
know,
exactly.
To do
I mean, the general snowboarder is usually quite small. They're more compact. Mm. And they've just got a lot more coordination, but I kind of use it in my strength, honestly. I mean, I'm a bit heavier. I can be a bit stronger. I can kind of ride through the transition a little, yeah. little better. But I think the hardest part, that was probably the hardest part of my career to date, honestly, was when I went from being the small guy to, you know, 15, 16, 17, 18, those years growing.
Yeah.
I had a lot of technical changes. You know, I was really uncoordinated and lanky. I still am, but I can just manage it now. I don't know. There's lots of details that was really tough for me to handle for a while, but I think, you know, now I've stopped growing and I'm able to have more control over my body and all those things.
Boxed In with Fifi Box.
Welcome back to Boxed In. Winter Olympic bronze medal winner Scotty James is my special guest this week. What would you say to young kids right now? Because having watched the Winter Olympics, and we know Olympics are always great to reach kids because that's when sports, as you've said, that don't necessarily, you know, get the spotlight like the tennis with the Australian Open or AFL. So they've all watched you recently and go, oh, I want to be Scotty James. What would you say to them? How hard is it to get into snowboarding? What's the commitment?
It's amazing. It's really part of one of my biggest things really is leaving a legacy behind. And, you know, all the medals and the competition is all fantastic. I love doing it, but it's just really my opportunity to achieve my goal, which is to have my sport more exposed to the kids, more exposed to the public so they can watch more often. I mean, there's a lot of opportunity. We have so many amazingly talented kids in Australia in snow sport and in action sports, and no fault of anyone in Australia as to why they can't tune in. It's just something that maybe hasn't been brought up before or no one's put the energy into it, but that's something that I really want to achieve, and I really hope that kids are inspired by what I'm doing. And I think a big thing for me now is to get the half pipe in Australia. I'd love to make that a reality, and that's something that I've always wanted to achieve. And you know, getting the medal at the Olympics and things like that is hopefully a little bit more leverage for me to make that happen. And I think it's too at this point is it's one of my biggest worries is that, you know, all this stuff's great, but I want to make sure, and I kind of want to be a part of the next Scotty James or whoever that next individual is. I'm only 23, I've got another decade in the sport, but I'd almost like to have them ride with me in Australia or around the world and it be a handful of people, not just one person. So that's probably my big goal now, and hopefully that they want to be a part of it because it would be cool to have someone with me and learn off.
And then what about the village? Because we always hear about the Summer Olympics village and that can be chaos, party town. What's the Winter Olympics village like? Well,
it's very much the same. No, I don't think there's not too much behaving going on, honestly. But
okay.
I mean, you hear all the stories, the R-rated stories, which we probably can't talk about on the radio.
No, I have not
been a part of any of them. Let me just throw that out there. but yeah, I think it's just all the athletes, you know, they're at the Olympics. They finish their events and
Let
their hair down, exactly like anyone else would. So, and they enjoy some McDonald's too, I think.
Mm, well, that's good. You've earned it. You deserve it. Scotty, we as a nation are so proud of you. And thank you so much for being boxed in with me this afternoon.
Of course. Thank you so much for having me.